opposed, later persecuted, and finally forgotten. That was the fate of many Czech Catholic writers who stood outside the literary mainstream. In one of Europe's most atheist nations, the impact of these authors gradually diminished throughout the 20th century, although in their heyday, in the interwar period, they managed to convey many original ideas and intriguing artistic expressions. In this edition of The Arts, Jan Richter talks to literary historian Martin Putna about this lesser-known area of Czech art.
Night, and steps sound on the stoop, for only an empty table weeps, or the wall has whispered, or the sorrow which never oversleeps. Sighed the bed, barked the door, chattered the window frame. Are we drawn through brilliant day into the frost, without supper? Hunger scrabbled with dog claws in the twilight. It gave the sign.
The poem Hunger by Bohuslav Reinek, translated into English by Toby Litt and Tomáš Mika. The solitary poet Bohuslav Reinek spent much of his life on his ancient farm in the Bohemian Moravian Highlands, harassed by the communist authorities in the 1950s to the point where he would not leave his house for years at a time. Literary historian and himself a leading Catholic intellectual, Martin C. Putna, devoted more than 12 years to the study of these authors, and recently published a voluminous 1,400-page book devoted to Czech Catholic literature in the first half of the 20th century.
This rich period, it is a golden age of Czech Catholic literature, and in more general view, the golden age of the European Catholic literature, because this is the period when almost all so-called classics of European Catholic literature, like Graham Greene, Georges Bernanos, and Chesterton, and others, are active, and the same is also in the Czech Republic.
The interwar period, marked by the abandonment of traditional values, which had not been able to prevent the horrible war, led many intellectuals to seek new values. In many countries, this went hand in hand with attacks on the Catholic Church, and even more so in the newly founded Czechoslovakia. There, Rome was seen as a defender of the ancient Austrian regime and an adversary of Czech and Slovak independence. For Catholic writers in Bohemia and Moravia, the situation was very difficult.
Well, in the first moment, they were pretty much in shock. Because the first symbolic act of the new state was destroying of the famous sculpture of the Holy Virgin Mary on the Staroměstské square in the very center of Prague. This statue was destroyed as a symbol of Habsburg monarchy, but the Catholics understood this as an attack against Catholicism as such. So especially for the Catholic intellectuals, it was the symbol, the destroyed Marian Column. It was a symbolic attack against Catholicism.
Martin Putna says that the most significant and most widely read Czech Catholic writer of the time was Jaroslav Durich, a military physician who reached the rank of colonel in the Czechoslovak army. He was well received, despite going against the mainstream.
In the 20s, there was a very little group of authors. Basically, there was only one author highly appreciated by the general public, and that was Jaroslav Durich, a man with a very strong, even provocative rhetorics, writing almost extremist articles about the necessity of the build again the column and to destroy the memorial of Mr. Jan Hus, the symbol of Reformation.
He
he was a man of provocation. And though, regardless of this provocation, he was highly respected as an author. He was a very good friend of Karel Čapek, who was the so-called official author of the Czechoslovak Republic, personal close friend of Masaryk. And this Karel Čapek, this official representative of the Czechoslovak literature, who always who used to say, maybe Durek is wrong in his views, but he is a great poet and writer, and most of you who attack him are just journalists.
One of the most distinct and perhaps the most controversial Czech Catholic authors of the time was Jakub Demel. A priest and poet from Western Moravia, he worked closely with an important publisher of modern Catholic literature, Josef Florian. Demel's best-known book, Zapomenuté světlo, or Forgotten Light, was adapted into a 1996 Czech movie. Towards the 1930s, many Catholic thinkers became increasingly intrigued by a concept called the Fourth Way. They saw the future in neither democracy, nor fascism or communism. They wanted to establish a state based on the traditional model of society, with firm values and less politics. But they ended up disappointed by the way things turned out.
Obviously, this appeared to be only utopia because during the 30s, Hitler's Germany influenced more and more strongly all these Catholic or quasi-Catholic groups. As a result, there was no room for a fourth way. There was just either liberal democracy or communism or Nazism. So Fourth Way was an utopia and tragedy in the end, because it discredited very much the Catholic intellectuals after World War II.
Few Catholic writers did in fact collaborate with Nazis during the war, but some did. One of them was a prominent Catholic journalist, Jan Scheinhorst, the wartime editor-in-chief of the leading daily of the time, Národní politika. Another such figure was the Moravian Bohdan Chudoba, a historian and the founder of the English Studies Department at Brno's Masaryk University. He left Czechoslovakia after the communist takeover of 1948 and later, in Spanish exile, succumbed to his far-reaching conspiracy theories. Martin Putna says the end of the war and the rise of communism in Central and Eastern Europe brought a decline in Catholic thinking and literature in the Czech lands.
They were in a pretty difficult position because they saw everywhere the tendency to socialism, the growing dominance of communists, though formally the state was still democratic. But they saw mostly very clearly that the golden age of Catholicism is over, and that what is expecting them is a rather dark future.
After 1948, some prominent authors like Bohdan Chudoba and Jan Čep left their country. Others, including Bohuslav Reinek and Jan Zahradníček, stayed in communist Czechoslovakia with very slim chances of publishing their works. But Czech Catholic writing survived.
It survived first in exile, second in so-called samizdat, in unofficial periodics, in manuscripts that were published after the fall of communism or in exile. And some writers succeed in so-called the gray zone in 70s, when they did not write openly about religious topics. Some of them were allowed to publish in so-called gray zone, so none of them was a prominent writer, but they somehow succeed.
Czech readers interested in these half-forgotten writers and intellectuals can now browse through Martin Putna's impressive tome. International audiences, however, have few sources of information on Czech Catholic literature. Martin Putna says that the reality is no modern Czech religious writers achieved international recognition.